Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys, the first edition of 2016. Happy New Year, Barbecue Bob. How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It's going to be a good year, buddy.
I think it is, man. We got 2015 behind us. That was a little tumultuous year for me. I'm glad it's gone. We're not going to talk about that. Everything's moving forward,
and
I'm excited.
Right. Out with
excited.
The old, in with the new, baby.
That's it.
That's what the whole show is about this week, and you know, there's some cool things going on in the industry. There's cool things going on in people's personal lives. Our producer today is Mr. Brian Fonger. He seems to be getting more and more popular in the radio world. I hear him all over the place doing sports commentaries, and
hey, it's fun. I'm just enjoying the ride, you know.
That's
like
what you should
said.
Do.
Absolutely. I'm taking advantage of the opportunities given to me. So.
Well, you're just a young pup, so it's the time to do it.
Yeah.
We don't hate you for that.
No, not at all.
Slightly.
So Bob, we had the Christmas holiday. We had a best of last week, so we haven't talked much about all the holiday grilling. Before we jump into 2016, let's recap that a little bit on maybe what you put together for the last couple weeks with the New Year's Eve bash, as well as a Christmas and Christmas Eve and all those things. I made a prime rib on the grill. Actually, I made it on the smoker. But with your advice, I put very, very little smoke on it. I just let the lump charcoal do the smoking, and boy, did that turn out fabulous.
Did it?
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah. The you know, our butcher, the one I use, is a guy named Tim Sobey.
It's but the one everybody uses.
Right, yeah. But if you have an opportunity to do a standing prime, one of the great ways to do it is you have your butcher take the bones off it and then truss them back on. And it just makes it so much easier to slice when the thing is done, but it's still a beautiful presentation when it hits the cutting board.
I need to correct that. If you're up north, you're probably going to R&J Best Markets in Houghton Lake.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
A lot like Sobeys.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So turned out nice, huh?
It did.
You use your offsetter plate?
I did. I used it on the Big Green Egg,
uh-huh.
The Kamado grill,
yep.
Is what I cooked that on. And I brought it up to about 130 degrees internal temperature with my ThermoPen. Just was checking it along the way. And when it got there, I had some people that don't like it really rare that I was serving it to. So I went to that medium temperature of 130, knowing it'd come up 5 degrees after I pulled it off the smoker, but I served that to my company party. So everybody, I figured about a half to three quarters of a pound per adult person, and then I did some chicken too, so that people didn't like beef. I don't know who that'd be, but if they didn't, we'd add some chicken as well. So, but I did it all on the smoker at the same time, which was kind of cool. So it all worked out, just one even cook. I put the chicken on a couple hours after I had the beef on, because I was planning on the beef being about 3 hours when I ran it at 250.
Beautiful.
So, yep. Worked out great.
And timing, you used Maureen's recipe on the web?
I did.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, on thegrillingguys.com, Maureen's prime rib. It's a seasoning profile that is the important part of that. And, it's if you got an opportunity to do that, it's a big cut of meat. You know, you're looking at $100 for a cut of meat like that. I know you did one too. I picked it up for you.
Yeah.
How'd yours turn out?
Well, Maureen did that one. I didn't touch it. Christmas
and
Thanksgiving, I don't touch anything. Now, for the big Christmas parties, of course, I'll get the big smoker out and I'll do up some dense meats. But when it comes to our formal family Christmas dinner on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day, Mrs. Nirmico does a splendid job, and she gets all the old china out, and it's quite an event. And
well, sure, it's the holidays, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, you cooked the brisket, too. I picked that up for you. That thing was about 40 pounds.
Wasn't that a monster?
It was.
I talked to Tim just the other day, and I said, that's the biggest brisket I've ever seen in my life. He said, that was a championship brisket, man, all the way. I said, you're absolutely right. It was so big. I used my Sapphire because it's so cold. I hate to fire up that big trailer for one brisket.
Right.
And I'm not thrilled with the pellet smoker I've got for brisket. It's okay in a pinch, but it's just not charcoal.
Right.
So I fired up my Sapphire, and I took that brisket, and I basically cut the flat off it. And I put the decal on the second story, and I put the flat down on the first floor.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh. I took that to my family's Christmas party over in Grand Haven, and I literally served everybody and carved it as they came through the line. There was only about 30 people there.
Right.
And that thing was gone at about 25
yeah.
people.
So right.
there was five people going, the brisket's gone.
Yeah.
like
that's oops. Barbecue, baby.
Oops.
Get it while it's there because you can't just whip up more.
But those first yeah. few people through line got the beautiful point. And I'm telling you, this thing was – I actually screwed up and brought it to about 202. So it was a little higher than I normally would. But it was such a big, dense piece, it didn't hurt it at all. It was really probably needed that because it was absolutely perfect.
Now – flavor profiles on those as far as seasoning is pretty simple, isn't it?
You know, I tend to do something different almost every time. It's weird. I just keep playing around, you know, just trying to figure out
right.
what I like the best. Yeah, it's so simple. And then my wife's family party is right now. So the big trailer smoker is loaded up with two briskets. Last night I did a bunch of I got some chuck roast at Sobeys as well. I sliced those up into strips, and I did about 10 pounds of jerky. And so we have the pre-party on Friday night and then the party on Saturday. So when I get home, I'll be carving up those briskets.
I'll be over.
sorry, you're not invited.
No,
to
it's
this,
one of the first ones in line. You know, I'll get in and get out real quick. They won't even know I'm there. You got enough family members over there anyway.
Yeah.
You'll know.
Shit, oh,
I'll
I know.
Just blend in.
We
man.
Get stragglers all yeah. the time. But so I also did a big turkey, and I'll be pulling that off. The boys are checking the temperature on that right now. That might have to be pulled right now.
Now, so. What do you run that up to?
That'll be 162.
Yep. Okay. And but
not
so,
stuffed.
So you got it all going on, man. You got turkey, you got brisket, you had prime rib, and you've got, I don't know, do you do any pork butts or not? None of that?
No, no. Haven't done one of those in a few weeks.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's so common, it gets old.
But you know what? Those briskets, my point was that Sapphire did, it did such a beautiful job chugging through the night. I mean, it was cold, and I just put it on about like 10 o'clock at night. I got up at 5 in the morning. It was time to wrap, and I didn't use hardly any charcoal.
Yeah, those Kamado grills are wonderful. And by the way, shout out to our friends at RepoCast. We ended up raising a little over $900 for Operation GI Barbecue with the Sapphire that we auctioned off on the 17th.
Somebody got a really good deal.
Somebody
on that.
Got a smoking deal, no pun
that's
intended.
That's like $1,400. That one had the stainless cart and the shelves and offsetter and all that stuff. The plate setter. So a big thank you to Sapphire Grill Company from Rockford, Illinois, for donating that, and that was just very nice of them.
Yeah, and later in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the next item that we've got donated that you're going to want to make a bid on as well, because we've got a
baby.
Unique item coming your way, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the bad habits that you're going to want to get rid of that came in 2015 and start out with some new ones on 2016. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brain of tin that baby put on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love.